Burns and Rory McIlroy are tied for the lead at 5-under. Burns shot a 5-under 67 today. McIlroy presently 5-under through 15. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Justice Department has opened an investigation into whether the NFL has engaged in anti-competitive tactics harming consumers by fragmenting their media rights to multiple pay streaming services. The NFL contended in a statement that 87% of their games are free, including 100% in the markets of the competing teams. An NBA investigation has just cleared the Sacramento Kings of tanking allegations stemming from Tuesday's loss to Golden State, in which they intentionally committed a late foul in the game while holding a one-point lead. Investigation concluded head coach Doug Christie mistakenly believed that his team still had a foul to give.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, U.S. farmers are expected to plant the smallest wheat crop on record this year, continuing a long-term decline as producers shift to more profitable alternatives. USDA data shows wheat acreage dropping as low prices and rising input costs squeeze margins. The Wall Street Journal reports persistent drought in key growing regions has also discouraged wheat planting, particularly for winter wheat. Analysts say global competition and ample supplies have kept wheat prices subdued. Organic producers across the U.S. are reporting delays in federal reimbursements intended to offset certification costs, raising concerns about cash flow at a critical time of year. The payments are administered through the USDA's Organic Certification Cost Share program that farmers rely on to cover a portion of their certification expenses required to maintain organic status. However, many say payments have been slow or inconsistent, creating financial strain at spring planting. And the newly introduced Farm Bill proposal is drawing sharp reactions from environmental groups over provisions that could reshape pesticide regulations. The legislation, backed by congressional leaders and informed by EPA framework, aims to create more uniform standards. Supporters argue the changes could reduce regulatory fragmentation and provide farmers with clearer guidance for crop protection tools. Opponents contend the proposal could limit states' ability to increase stricter protections, weakening environmental and health safeguards.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Lenscos LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th. 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit LenscosLTRanch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or LiveAg.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading as investors monitor developments in the Middle East. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for their seventh straight session of gains, while the price of U.S. crude is hovering around $97 a barrel. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are higher, led by consumer cyclicals, industrials, and utilities. Monthly price increases, as measured by the Fed's preferred gauge, which is the personal consumption expenditure Futures Price Index sped up in February, but were in line with expectations. Amazon's e-pharmacy division will distribute Eli Lilly's oral GLP-1 pill through its same-day delivery service in more than 3,000 cities and expanding by 4,500 by the year's end. Lilly is hoping to compete with Novo Nordisk's successful Wegovy pill, which has been available since the start of the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
With energy, the salt talks, and the Panama Canal so much in the news, you might not have noticed that national health insurance is moving up on the outside. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
For purposes of clarity and outright honesty in discussing proposed national health insurance plans, I shall refer to them as socialized medicine, for that's what is really being proposed. A series of regional meetings sponsored by the Department of HEW has been scheduled, and the first one took place recently in Washington. The hearings, of course, have to do with socialized medicine for America. If the Washington meeting was an indication of things to come, the only question to be decided is which proposal for socializing health care do we get? There didn't seem to be anyone present putting in a plug for the system we've been using, which happens to offer the best medical care in the world. Let me ask you, do you think there's a health care crisis in the United States? If the polls are correct, 9 out of 10 of you first said yes. But now let me ask you about yourself. Do you have ready access to a doctor if you need one? Are you relatively near to hospitals or medical centers if you should be in need of the services they offer? Would it be impossible for you to get medical help in a reasonable time in case of an emergency? Again, if the polls are correct, 9 out of 10 of you answered yes to those questions. In other words, 9 out of 10 of you have been conned into believing there is a health care crisis, but 9 out of 10 of you think it applies to someone else. We have the highest ratio of doctors and nurses to patients in all the world. Less than 0.5% of our people live in counties where there is no hospital or medical treatment center, but most of those aren't more than 25 miles from such a facility. The LA Times recently ran a pro-con set of articles on socialized medicine. They used the other name for it. The advocate for it ranted about greed in the healthcare field. He ended up with proposals for tens of thousands of new doctors and nurses all trained at taxpayers' expense, every doctor and dentist on government salary, public ownership of all drug and medical equipment companies, and then said all of this could be provided for only 80% of present healthcare costs. That must have been his laugh line. Total health care costs last year were $140 billion, a tidy sum. But Senator Kennedy and Congressman Cormann's plan is priced by HEW at $248 billion. The second most popular plan, and one which I'm sorry to say some defeatists in the Medical Association have caved in on, would cost $243 billion. Then there's one the insurance companies think they could live with, and perhaps on, which would cost $234.5 billion. All of these are from studies by HEW, which of course is heart and soul in favor of socialized medicine. And yet our crisis-ridden present healthcare system costs around $100 billion less than the best government can come up with. Maybe there's a clue to these contrasting prices in some statistics about patients in government-run hospitals and in private hospitals. Medical patients spend an average of 8 days in private hospitals. The same kind of patient in our veterans' hospitals linger 26 and a half days. Nursing costs per private patient average $218. In the VA hospitals, it is $580 of our tax dollars. Why don't we let well enough alone? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on the right choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. My name is Eric Gorham. My voice may be a little deeper than your normal guest. She's out on assignment, working on a story, so make sure you go check out Cal Coast News later today. I'm sure they'll have some interesting new stories up. This hour, or I should say half an hour, this first half an hour, I'm going to kind of go off topic. I was going to have a guest here talking about fire, which is, I think this is a good time of year to be thinking about that, protecting your homes, etc., but I'll have him back another time. And in the second hour, I will have Murray Powell from TAG. We'll be talking about some stuff. I believe I heard Kevin talking about earlier on in the week, what's going on in Templeton. There's a little bit of a scandal going on with TAG, with the chair. I don't know if he's still in jail or not, but he was arrested in court. And there's been just a lot of weird things going on over there. And, you know, what are they doing for the community? So we'll talk about that. But what I'm interested in talking about for this first half hour is the show yesterday, Karen's show. I listened to it. I had to take a few calls, so I had to turn it off a few times. But that was an interesting show. It was quite the train wreck, if you ask my opinion. And I'd like to hear your opinions, too, whether you want to text, whether you want to call in. This will only be the first half hour, so hopefully I hear from you. The number is 805-238-5775. 805-238-KPRL, and you can call in on that number and you can text in. So we had Gaya Powell on yesterday, running for county clerk a little tongue-tied, but so she's running, and she also has some charges against her right now for election fraud, which the one interesting takeaway you have to think about right away if you're going to cast that vote is if she's found guilty and wins, she would have to leave the seat. And then it would go to, I believe, I could be wrong on this, but for the most part, these things now, there's no longer a special election. This would probably go to our governor, whoever that may be at the point of this happening, if it was to happen. So our choice, especially as conservatives, if we got a conservative into that seat, would be negated. And we'd probably end up with our current county clerk. So that right there to me is a reason probably to vote, well, anyway, not for Gaya Powell. The weird part of that show is, for one, I heard a very, very frustrated Karen Veeley. You know, as a host, you want to talk, you want to ask questions, you want to dive in. You also want to let your guest speak. But when your guest doesn't let you speak, I don't know. I'm not sure I could have been quite as cool as Karen was, especially during the breaks. It's time to listen to the questions, answer them, and let me ask the next. And there was a whole lot of explaining yesterday a whole lot, almost to the point where it seemed like everything was going to be explained away or swept under the carpet. I'm not sure, but let's kind of break down some different things that happened within that interview. For one, we'll start with our district attorney Dan Dow, and we'll bring in David Platek for that same thing. Because you had a woman on here yesterday that was saying, basically that David Platek was a great guy. And, Dan Dow kind of railroaded him, etc. Well, let's look at who this man is. You have a man that went on social media, stole someone's identity, allegedly. We'll put an allegedly behind everything. And got in trouble for it. And when he got in trouble for it, he got angry because he got in trouble for it and made threats against our DA. This is a man that threatened to kill the DA, threatened to kill his family or harm his family, said he from Missouri, he was going to bring a truckload of fertilizer and bomb a building, killing the DA and causing collateral damage. Allegedly, again, I don't know. That's somebody I don't know, Gaia, that I would align myself with. Doesn't sound like a great idea, especially when you're running for office, especially when you have a DA that is beloved in this county. Not a great way to reach your base. But you're aligning yourself with a criminal, it appears. And you're aligning yourself, somebody that they captured texts, etc., wanting to kill women and children, innocent people, our DA, wanting to basically commit a terrorist act. And at this point, those charges have been negated. It's not over, I don't think, because they asked the judge to dismiss it without prejudice. So that means and this was a federal case. They took it away locally because he was talking about bringing a bomb from Missouri. And I have a feeling these charges will be reinstated. I don't know that for a fact. I don't have the feds on my phone list. But are you kidding me? This is who you're going to line and say is a great guy? Basically, in my opinion, a terrorist. Like, he still has to be tried. I get it. Not a smart move running for office, I hate to say. And I'd love to hear what you guys think about that. If you knew who this man was and why someone running for office, why would you align yourself with that? Then you kind of move on from that. She had a problem because she submitted information to public integrity. A lot of information is submitted to public integrity. And guess what? Dan is the DA. He's the overarching official for our DA's department. But he doesn't lead the public integrity unit. And from what my understanding and knowing Dan, we're not best friends, but I know the man. I think he's a good guy. I think he's an honest guy. I think he does his best. And we are all fallible. We all make mistakes. But I think a lot of these things, a lot of the stuff that the DA looks like, they don't pursue. For one, DAs generally, and this is my opinion, they go after things they think they can win. Public integrity, I had talked to somebody that used to run this a while back, and he said there's a lot of people that bring their grievances, but in no way are they chargeable. They believe they have these slam dunk cases that are purely circumstantial, or it's their opinion. So it's not uncommon for these things to be rejected. And beyond that, it's not Dan rejecting it. It's who's ever in charge of that department, because they have to prosecute it. And if they don't feel like they could win, then why would they prosecute? Why would they have the loss on their record? We do have a caller. Good afternoon, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, it's Karen Vili. I'm listening to your show, and I wanted to clarify what is happening with David Platek.
Okay, go for it. I tried to put some disclaimers in there so I didn't get the station in trouble, because I don't know the actual facts about the whole thing and what's going on currently.
They moved it to Michigan because they wanted to charge things that happened in Michigan and make other charges. So they dropped it here, and it was immediately picked up in Michigan. He is his trial's been set several times and then extended. They are absolutely moving forward with charges against him.
Okay, I didn't know. I kind of looked it up, and I didn't see. I saw that they dropped him here, but it sounds like they probably made a deal with the people over there, probably because the charges are more substantial, would be my guess. Excuse me.
Yes, and a lot of it happened in Michigan. I know David Platek did not want it transferred to Michigan. It was transferred with his objection. And again, the case was, I think it was supposed to happen last month or this month, but I've been told it was extended. I'm not sure the exact date of it at this point.
Okay. Well, so I'm actually kind of glad I was wrong on that point. I didn't know he had new charges. And I know they were dismissed here without prejudice, which to me means like there was going to be charges, and it looks like that's the case, just not in California.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So any other points you want to bring up? I'm kind of on a rant, but I feel like your show yesterday, and I don't want you attacking your own guests. It seemed like this train wreck that you couldn't take your eyes off of. And I had a few phone calls I had to take, but I believe me, I was screening my calls yesterday to be able to listen to the show because honestly, it's kind of good radio when you have a people can't take their eyes off the accident on the side of the road and everything slowed down. And that's what yesterday felt like to me.
And I probably had more calls about that show than any other show. And I was very frustrated during the show and trying to be respectful to the guests, but I was frustrated.
Didn't come off at all. No. All right. Well, any other points you want to make, Karen, or,
No, I'm enjoying listening to you discussing the issue.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. So I guess a little update to what I knew. There are charges in Missouri. These aren't good charges either. And threatening to murder a DA and his family and create collateral damage in the form of men, women, and children, blowing up a building with a nitrogen bomb, those were some of the charges. I'm sure they still are. That's not a good thing. That's it's not a good thing for the person that did it, but then to align yourself as a candidate with a conservative DA and you're trying to run as a conservative when there is already another conservative running that I don't think shares her views. So moving on. So we have that angle. I think I was talking about the DA. Where was I going with that? Got sidetracked a little bit there. But yeah, with the public integrity, I think we covered most of that, probably why. And I can't answer for the DA, but these things happen all the time. So to attack the DA over that, I don't know. Sometimes you pick your battles, and I think she's picking some poor ones right now. Then you go into, I don't know if anybody notices, love to notice, let me know if you did, text again, call in, you know, the phone lines are open, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, but I noticed no accountability yesterday. Generally, you know, I have 6 kids, I do, you know, 5 biological, 1 adopted. And what I saw was a child. It reminded me of my kids when they were little. You know, you blame everybody but yourself. And she had everybody down and took no culpability in anything. She blamed the doctor. He perjured himself. Everybody perjured themselves. You know, I mean, realistically, when she talked about the people that had testified, all we heard about was perjury. But they're all saying basically the same thing. That was different from what she was saying. Good afternoon, and thanks for calling in to KPRL.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I listened to the show yesterday. I was appalled that I was actually in the courtroom for the entire proceeding with Gia.
Okay.
And I was right up there in the front row. I heard every word. And she isn't... She has a reckless disregard for the truth, is what I'm going to say right off the bat. She claimed that doctor, he said that she did not have any furniture in the office. Number one, he rented it to her as a campaign office. He made that very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he mentioned that he never saw furniture there or anything.
Right.
And she never stayed there. And he made these comments, and I believe the man was being very honest when he testified under perjury.
Let me ask you a side question. So we have this person running as county clerk recorder that on the radio yesterday made it very obvious she was unaware of these laws, unaware of election laws, et cetera, et cetera. Does that make you feel good about voting for her to run our elections?
You know, it's even more concerning to me. I mean, it's a no-brainer for me and obviously you, but this is a woman that is so convinced with her own arrogance. She has absolutely no knowledge, and she explained she has no knowledge of the elections to begin with. And this is somebody you want to put in charge?
Exactly, and yeah.
As much as I do not like Elena Cano, I'll tell you what, she is leaps and bounds better than this woman who wants to take her place already. And,
right. And we have three people running. We have Elena, we have Rosso, and we have Gaia. And I don't look at Gaia as a real candidate. I think she's trying to do this maybe because she thinks it's going to help her out if she loses the case. But the problem is, my understanding, if she loses the case and wins the election, she'll be kicked out of office. So what's the point? And but I think there's an end run. I don't know. I agree with your first statement. I saw inability to deal with the truth. It seems like a lot of fabrications. It seemed like weird things were being said, and they didn't make any sense to me. And it goes against what everyone else was saying. And generally, when everybody's saying something, there's some truth in that, but there's one person bucking that. I have trouble believing any of it. And when you, in my opinion, looks like you perjured yourself, then what else, you know? And she needs to go to court and needs to be proven guilty, but she's made her, everything you say at some point becomes unbelievable.
Absolutely. And there's another thing that, and I believe at this point, her entire defense and what she's claiming is the Democrat Party is so out to get her, and that's what this is all about. And that has a lot of holes in it when Dan Dow is very, very much, I love Dan, and he is a Republican.
Well, you know something she said yesterday that struck me as funny?
She
called the man a rhino. So if he's a rhino, then I must be a Democrat because he's farther to the right than me on any given day. I'm pretty to the right, but he is farther to the right without a doubt. So if Dan's a rhino, then I'm a Democrat. And don't tell Randall Jordan because I'm on the executive committee for RPSLOC. So if you're listening, you know, Randall, don't listen to that. But I don't know. I mean, the stuff was preposterous. I mean, oh my gosh. You know what I mean?
She is one of the Republicans out there that is actually making the Republican Party look bad with their behavior.
No, exactly. It's an embarrassment to the party. There's a handful of people doing this, and it's unfortunate. As the party, we don't have a say in that. You know, we don't get to kick people out, tell them to take their ball and go home. But yeah, it does give us a bad name, and it's you know what she's doing for Tom Folks, because I don't believe Tom Folks is a calculated, intelligent man. And I'm going to tell you this: there's a phrase in politics. It's a horrible phrase, but there are certain people that you call useful idiots, and they'll take something and they'll run with it, and you know they get used on each side. Unfortunately, I've seen it. I've seen it on Democrat, but people like Tom Folks, they don't deal with those people, and they don't deal with the people on the other side. They would deal with somebody that's a bigger fish. Tom's not going to waste it. I actually have respect for the man. I think he's done some evil things. I don't like everything he's done, but he is politically pretty smart guy. He's not a joke, and he's not somebody to be played with. and he's not going to deal with this person. This isn't, she is not high on his list. I can guarantee you that.
I don't believe she is high on anyone's list other than her own.
Oh, correct.
Very narcissistic. And yeah. She's very caught up in her own delusions, in my opinion. She actually believes, I think, an awful lot of what she said. And I'll tell you, both in the courtroom and while she was on a tangent on Karen's show yesterday, I listened to her ranting, and it sounds like the out-of-control teenage girl that's...
All right, sir.
She didn't do anything wrong.
We're out of time. We'll be right back with more Sound Off. Thanks for calling in.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Tascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
And we're back with more Sound Off. My name is Eric Gorham. And I'm filling in for Karen Beely, who actually called in, so she listens to KPRL. We hope everybody out there is enjoying the show. Again, we have limited time on this subject. We have Murray Powell coming in from TAG in Templeton. So if you want to call in, you want to text in, the number is 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can call or text that number. So kind of getting back, we were talking about yesterday's interview, if you just joined us, that Karen had with a candidate running for county clerk recorder. I'm having problems talking today. And, you know, that same person has charges of election fraud currently. And I'm going to start by saying one thing. There's a rule of mine, you know, and I've never had to go to court for anything like this. But if I was to advise somebody having this, it would be to be quiet. Not go on the radio, not slander the DA when you have charges against you pending in this court in San Luis Obispo County. Those aren't good things to do. And they're not really good things to do when you're slandering a DA, basically. And looking for Republican votes when you have a well-respected, well-loved DA. And again, I'll say we all have our faults. You know, I don't think everything Dan does is right, but I respect the man. He's a good man, and I consider him a friend. So, moving on, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about. We were kind of in the midst of the blame game. What we saw yesterday was a blame game. So you had a woman that was blaming her landlord, blaming a doctor that she shares an office with, I believe, blaming a handful of other people. But what we never saw is her taking any blame for anything. And I think the last caller kind of hit it. It was almost narcissistic. I can't talk, but in a way, when you're constantly blaming everybody, but everybody else has the opposite to say, and I guarantee you, these people don't seem to be aligned. They seem to be, you have four or five people working independently of each other, all saying the same thing. So it kind of makes me believe them. And again, I think we brought up with the caller that when you get caught in too many lies, how do you believe anything this person now has to say? And I don't know. I saw yesterday as a train wreck, and I find the person that was on the radio here unbelievable. I would not vote for her. There's another much better Republican candidate that appears to have ethics and may or may not be. I don't think she's narcissistic, but I don't know that Gay is not. Again, the trial that she's in for election fraud, that's on her. We'll find out if she's guilty or not. And but just getting into that, the blame game is ridiculous to me. It's everybody else's fault. It's Dan Dow's fault. It's the doctor I worked with's fault. It's my neighbor's fault. It's my landlord's fault. You know, my landlord perjured himself. The doctor perjured himself. All these people are committing perjury against her. So they're taking their own risks. You know, they somehow, these are people that liked her, but are now perjuring themselves for the state or for the county. It doesn't add up to me at all. And then there was a lot of double talk, which was interesting to me. What we heard was, you know, well, you don't have to be a resident until you're elected. I personally disagree with that. I think she's interpreting the law wrong. I could be wrong. She could be wrong. Who knows? But what that went into is, you know, if I got elected, then I was going to figure out, and she said somebody she had to talk to. I got to talk to this person, got to get moved in. Then I called in later and said, well, where did you live and what's your address? What did you put on there? Is that where you lived? Well, yes, it was. Well, you said earlier in the show it wasn't, and that was perfectly okay. So you actually got caught lying in the show. And beyond that, I mean, this is what's maddening me. I think I don't normally usually attack a guest that's been on the radio show, even if it wasn't my guest, but this was a maddening train wreck of a show where you couldn't figure out what to believe, so at some point you believe nothing. So the double talk, I mean, so what was it? Where did you live? And, you know, claiming dual residency in a city/county area, I don't know. Call me up and tell me I'm wrong. I don't believe that even exists. I don't think you can say I live in downtown Paso and I have another residency in rural Paso and I'm claiming dual residency. You don't get to claim it. It has to be granted for one. So I don't believe what was said yesterday at all. And if you haven't said it, I don't know. I don't know why I've let it bug me so much, but it was an interesting segment. And we are running out of time, just so you know. So if there's anything you want to say on this, it is time to speak up, because we will be having Murray Powell on the show next from TAG. We'll be talking things going around in the county, things happening in Templeton. And it will be an interesting conversation, but I'm going to cut this one off. You know, I don't want to keep it going after, we have a few minutes. So end run. I guess my plea to you is, if you didn't hear the show yesterday and you're thinking about voting for her, go listen to the show. I'm sure it's up by now. KPRL has the podcast up. If not, it'll be up by tomorrow. Probably should have checked. Listen to the show and use some critical thinking skills when you listen to it. Connect the dots, because I don't even know why I needed to do this. I think it angered me enough and it was so outrageous that I had to come on and say something. But I would implore you to listen if you don't know what I'm talking about. Don't just take it from me. And I've been watching this case since the onset. And, and sometimes good people get caught up in things. She was talking about Michelle Morrow, who pleaded guilty, and that was proof that, Dan Dow's just going after Republicans. I don't know. I think it was a stretch. I also know the people that were behind Michelle, and they tried to get me to do the same thing for that seat before they went to her. So there's a little questionability there, but she is a good woman, Christian woman. But sometimes we make mistakes. Anyway, we are going to wind this up. We'll be right back with Murray Powell from TAG. I hope you'll keep listening, and hope to hear from you guys later with all the questions and comments you may have.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.